A Jewish Journal article. Texas school admin says teachers need to show opposing views to Holocaust. A Texas school board administrator told teachers in a recording obtained by NBC News that they need to have books showing an opposing view to the Holocaust. The NBC report, which was published on October 14, quotes Carroll Independent School District Executive Director of Curriculum and Instruction Gina Petty telling teachers during a training session from the week before that a new state law requires teachers to provide both sides on matters that are controversial. Make sure that if you have a book on the Holocaust, that you have one that has an opposing, that has other perspectives, she added. When a teacher asked how one could have an opposing view to the Holocaust, Petty replied, "Believe me, that's come up." After the training ends, a teacher can be heard on the recording saying, "I am offended as hell by somebody who says I should have an opposing view to the Holocaust in my library." An elementary school teacher told NBC, "There are no children's books that show the opposing perspective of the Holocaust or the opposing perspective of slavery. Are we supposed to get rid of all of the books on those subjects?" Clay Robison, spokesman for the Texas State Teachers Association, told NBC, "We find it reprehensible for an educator to require a Holocaust denier to get equal treatment with the facts of history. That's absurd. It's worse than absurd. And this law does not require it." The NBC report also quoted Republican State Senator Brian Hughes, who wrote the law, saying that the law does not mandate teachers to provide opposing views on matters of good and evil, like the Holocaust. Karen Fitzgerald, spokeswoman for the district, told NBC, "Our district recognizes that all Texas teachers are in a precarious position with the latest legal requirements. Our purpose is to support our teachers in ensuring they have all of the professional development, resources, and materials needed. Our district has not and will not mandate books be removed, nor will we mandate that classroom libraries be unavailable." The NBC report stated that Petty did not respond to their request for comment. She also didn't respond to the journal's request for comment by publication time. Several people voiced outrage on Twitter. The American Jewish Committee tweeted that Petty's comments were absolutely appalling. "There is no legitimate opposing perspective on the Holocaust. 6 million Jews were murdered by the Nazis simply for being Jews. We call on the official in question to withdraw her outrageous remarks immediately. Stop Anti-Semitism," tweeted to Petty. "Why in the world are you instructing Carroll Independent School District teachers in to spread lies about the Holocaust? This is pure insanity." They also tweeted, "If by books with opposing perspectives, Petty meant Protocols of the Elders of Zion, or Mein Kampf." Meghan McCain, former co-host of ABC's The View, and columnist for the UK Daily Mail, tweeted that the rise of anti-Semitism is very real and growing, and much of its root is stemming from psychos in academia. "These people are monsters and getting away with it. When will people wake up?"